Today, sharing the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Ayin Beis. We're beginning today with the words Amar Rami Bar Abba, which is about 7-8 lines down from the top of Ayin Beis Amar Aleph. We continue to learn for the safety of the Chayalei Tzal in Yisrael. They should be safe in all of their activities. We learn for Refuah Shleimah for those Nebuch that have been injured, and we learn for the Pidyon Shvuyim, and we learn that Miyitzah Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu should allow all of the captives to be returned safely and speedily, and Be'ezus Hashem in good health. Okay, so we've been discussing various yichus in Bavel. So, Omar Rami Bar Abba, we begin with the statement that Rami Bar Abba makes that tells us that even within Bavel, there were certain pockets, if you wish, that have a higher, greater status of yichus than even in the other areas where we said Bavel was already fine sifted flour in terms of the yichus being very pure. So he says, Chavel Yama, this place known as Chavel Yama, Rashi says all of these are places within Bavel that were already in areas where the lineage was very pure, is Techelta de Bavel. This has the status of being like the Techelis of Bavel. What does that mean? So Rashi tells us that this is the most pure, the most glorious area. Techelta de Bavel means Mechlila v'sif'arta shel Bavel yuchsin. This is the most beautiful, glorious area of Bavel in terms of yichus. In other words, the people there were absolutely pure yichus and hadn't been mixed in with impure yichus. The place is known as Shunya v'Guvya. These are Techelta de Chavel Yama. They were the purest of the purest in the area of the purest already of Chavel Yama. And Ravina Omar Af Tzitzora, also included in this group of the purest of the purest, was a place known as Tzitzora. So these three places, Shunya, V'Guvya, and Tzitzora, according to Ravina, had the purest of lineages. And Tani Nami Hochi, the Brisa says exactly the same thing that these Amoraim said. Chanon ben Pinchas Omer, he was a Tana, and he said, Chavel Yama, Techelta de Bavel, this place of Chavel Yama had the most purest of lineages, and within that, Shunya, V'Guvya, V'Tzitzora, like the opinion of Ravina as well, that these three particular places, Techelta, the Chavel Yama, they were the purest of Chavel Yama. Okay, Teferis Sho Chavel Yama, Rashi says. Okay. Amar Rapapa, Rapapa says, well, Idna, nowadays, unfortunately, are they Bhu Kusoi? Nowadays, Kusim have unfortunately intermixed in marriage with people from these places, and therefore their lineage is no longer as pure. That's what Rapapa said. However, the Gemara says, Lohi, Rapapa is incorrect. Isisa hu debar minayu. There once was a situation, this is Rashi's preferred pshat, there once was a situation where a kusi wanted to go and marry somebody from these preferred places, and below yavule, they didn't allow this marriage, but once even there was the question that somebody had tried to marry in there, so this is what led to Rav Papa downgrading their status. However, that wasn't the case. The kusi did not marry in there, and there really was no downgrading the purity. That's Rashi's preferred pshat. Then Rashi says that Yesh Omer, which he really doesn't like. I'm almost loath to mention it, but Rashi mentions it. So he says, Yesh Omer, Rapapa boy, Minayus, then it was Rapapa who wanted to marry somebody from there, but Velo Yavile, they didn't allow him because he didn't have the same pure lineage that that place in Bavel had, and therefore Lekachi Yomotzi Aleim Shemetz Posel, and therefore he somehow felt that they therefore should be declassified from having this purest of lineages. Rashi says, however, it's very difficult. Kosher Einay Lomake, very difficult for me to say this pshat because Chasa Shomer puts Rav Papa in a bad light. Therefore, the pshat that there once was a kusi that tried to marry there, and that's what led Rav Papa to think that their lineage had somehow gotten impure, but it never really happened. Now, where is this place? My Chavel Yama, where exactly is this place? Yes, they would describe the dimensions of the purest lineage within Bava, was between the two rivers, the Chideko, the Diglas, and the Euphrates, the Pras, and then we went the north and south, and we went east and west. So where exactly is Chavel Yama within this location? So Rav Papa says, this is an area known as Zu Pras de Bursi. That was the name of this area that was well known to them. Okay. How Gavra, the once was a man, the Amalahu, who said to the Rabbanim, Ana means Shot Mishot. I come from a place known as Shot Mishot. And Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Rav Glov, and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha got up on his feet, the Amar, and he said, Oh, Shot Mishot, Dein HaNaharos Omedes. He said that this place is in between the rivers. What does that tell us? What help does that do is to tell us that it's located between the rivers? Was it a geography class? So Amar Abai tells us, Amar Rav Chama Bar Ukva, Amar Rav Yosi Bar Chanina, that all of these Amoraim said, Bein Anaharos, Harehi Kigola Liyufsin. We pointed out yesterday, Rashi points out again today, that Gola doesn't here mean the exile. Gola here means specifically a reference to Pumpedisa, which is known as Gola in Gemara and Rosh Hashanah. So what this statement was saying, essentially, was that these people had a very, very pure yichus. They had the status of being like Pumpedisa, which had very, very pure yichus. Now, where exactly was this place? Well, Shot Mishot, the Hecha Kaima, so Amar Yochanan, Me'ihi Dekira Ule'el. It was north of a place known as Ihi Dekira. But this is somewhat problematic, because yesterday, remember we had a three-room machlokes between Rav Shmuel and Rav Yochanan, that Rav had said that the northernmost place, according to the second shot that we had, was Akra the Tulbakni, and then Shmuel had said it was the Mavor of the Pras, and according to Rav Yochanan, it was Gizma, the Mabur, the Gizma. So, according to Rav Yochanan, the Kira is way north, even of Rav's place of Akra de Tulbakni. So, how can you tell me that he says that this is where it was located? That seems to be incorrect compared to what we said yesterday. For all my Rav Yochanan, Ad Mavarta de Gizma. And now you're telling me it's way beyond that. So Amar Abaye says, no, there was Ritzua Nafka. There was a small little area that was actually leading from lower down up to the higher up area where Shot Meshot was, that actually did have this pure lineage through this area. And therefore, it's not a contradiction to what Rav Yochanan said yesterday, that lower down, more south, was the upper limit of where the Yichus was good. But then there was a single strip that seemed to extend further up. And that is where Shot Meshot was. Okay. Amar Rav Ika Bar Ravin. Amar Rav Chananel Lomar Rav. Rav Ika Bar Ravin. It's important the order over here. Rav Ika Bar Ravin was the one that made the statement in the name of Rav Chananel, who said it in the name of Rav. And he said that these places known as Chalzon and Nihavand. According to some, there are two places. Rashi says, no, that Chalzon means the river, and Nihavand is the place. And anyway, whether it's one or two places, Harehi Kegola Liyuchsin. It also has the status of being like Pumpedisa, like the Gola in regards to Yuchsin. In other words, it's a very pure area for Yuchsin. Amu Abaye, Abaye questions Rav Ika Bar Ravin. He says, Lo Titzaitzule. He says, don't listen to this statement that Rav Ika Bar Ravin made. He is only saying so because Yevamahi, the Nafalei Hosam, because his brother had married somebody from Chalzon Nihavan, and Nebuch, their brother, died childless, and now that brother's wife falls from in Yibam, and he wants to go and do Yibam with her, and therefore he's saying it for his own good, so to say, for his own benefit, to say, oh yeah, the women there have a very pure lineage. So Rav Ika says, I'm surprised that you're saying this. I'm late. Otu didi, did I say it on my own? De Rav Chananeli, I said this over in the name of Rav Chananel, who said it over in the name of Rav. I'm not saying my own statement over here. So they went and asked Rav Chananel. Ozil Shailuha, Rav Chananel. They asked Rav Chananel, did you in fact say this? And he said, yes, I did. Amaluhu, he told them, Hochim Rav, I said this over in the name of Rav. Chalzon Nihavan, these one or two places of Chalzon Nihavan, Harehi Kirgola, Liyosin, are in fact very pure lineage. And Rav Ika wasn't saying this for his own benefit. Rav Ika Ravin was saying what he heard over from his Rebbe, Rav Chananel, who said it over the name of his Rebbe, Rav. However, this disagrees, Upligi, the Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana. This statement that Rav Ika Bar Ravin had made over the name of Chananel, made over the name of Rav, is in disagreement with the statement that Rav Abba Bar Kahana made. Because Rav Abba Bar Kahana, my decision, what does the pasuk mean when it tells us, this is a pasuk in Melachim Beis, where it tells us, Vayanchem Bachlach Ubechavar, Nahar Gozon, V'ori Modai. When Sancheiriv went and resettled the Eser Shvatim, the 10 tribes that were Nebuch sent into Golus before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash many years later. So these were the places that the Eser Shvatim were sent to. So Chalach Zu Chalzon. Oh, so this is this place, Chalzon, which we'll see in a moment, had Psulim in it. Chavar Zu Hadyav, that's another name of a place. Nahar Gozen Zu Ginzak, that's another name of a place. This place is mentioned in a number of places in the Gemara. And Ore Modai, where is that? Zu Chamadan V'Chavrusa. This is a place known as Chamadan and the suburbs around it. V'Amrilei Zu Niavan V'Chavrusa. According to this shot, there are two separate places, as we had pointed out earlier. Albeit for Rashi, it looked like it was Chalzon, just meant river of Nihavan. But here, there's two separate places. Lav dafka that Rashi doesn't agree with that. So he says that this is Nihavan and the surrounding suburbs. Now, what does it mean, my chavrusa? What does it mean, the surrounding suburbs? So I'm a shmuel. This place is known as Krach, Mushri, Choski, Virumki. Okay, But the bottom line is, all of these are psulim. Omer of Yochanan v'chulam lipsul. The reason they're mentioned here is to teach us that they intermarried in those places. So how can you go and tell me, Rav, it was said over, Avikah bar Rav, Omer of Yochanan, Omer Rav, that these places were in fact like Pumpedisa? Rav Abba bar Kana says, no, they were not. Okay. Now, we just mentioned this place called Mushchi. So, Kosolka Daita Mushchi Hainu Mushkoni. Now, they sound very much alike, so we're assuming right now that these two are the same places. And we just said, however, that this Mushki is not a good place. It has psulim in it. But Vamar Chiyavar Avin, Omer Shmuel, we had said in yesterday's Shia, Mushkoni Harehi Kegola Liyosin. That Mushkani was in fact a good place. It was like Gola, it was like Pumpedisa in terms of its yichus. So here we have two seemingly contrasting statements. Is Mushki good or is Mushki not good? Because we're assuming right now Mushki and Mushkani are the same place. The Gemara says, no, they're not the same place. Ela Mushki l'chud, or Mushkani l'chud. No, they're two separate places, so therefore there's no contradiction if you say one is good and one is not good. Now we discuss a pasuk that brought down in Daniel, which there are four types of animals that are compared to the four nations that are going to subjugate Klai Yisrael, the Babylonians, the Persians, the Greeks, and the Romans. So, utlos ilin befuma bein shinai. So, in regards to the second animal over here that Daniel's talking about, and this is referring to Pras, to the Persian Empire. So it says that there were three ilayin. These are like three ribs that are in between its teeth, in its mouth, in between its teeth. So Omer Yochanan Darshan is possibly says these three ribs that we're referring to over here, this is a reference to Zul Chalzon, Hadyav, Unitzivin. These are three places over there, Shepa'amin Bolatan, Upa'amin Polatan, that sometimes they were incorporated within the Persian Empire, and sometimes they were not incorporated within the Persian Empire. Furthermore, the pasuk says, "Va'aru cheva." Then they saw another animal, achare tinyana. After the first one, domyo ledov, that was similar to a bear. So Tani Rav Yosef, so Elu Parsim, this is also a reference to the Persians, Sha'ochlin Vishosim Kidov, they eat and drink like a bear, Umesur Bolim Kidov, they're fat like a bear, Umegadlin Ser Kidov, they're very hairy, hirsute like a bear, the Elam Enucha Kidov, and they're constantly pacing and moving about, even when they're in captivity, Rashi says, so they move about like a bear, it doesn't rest. And Ravami Kihavi Chosi Parso Derochiv, when he would see a Persian that was riding on a horse, let's say, or on a donkey, so Amar, he would say, this is like a bear that is moving. Okay. Now we have Omale Rebbe Lelevi. Rebbe says to Levi, Levi was one of his Talmidim, and he said to him, he was very good at giving analogies, so he asked Levi, tell me, how would you compare Hareini Parsim? What would you use as an analogy to describe the Persians, the Parsim? So Amalei, so Levi said to Rebbe, Domim Lechayolos Shobeis David. They're very, very strong. They're like the soldiers of the army of David. The Giborim, it's Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should continue that we should have soldiers, Chayalei Tzal, should be like the Chayolos Shel David HaMelech. They should be Giborim and be able to be successful in all of their battles against our vicious enemies. So that's how he referred to the Parsiim. They were like Chayolos Shel David HaMelech. Then he says, Rebbe says to Levi, Hareini Chaborin, tell me about these Chaborim. How would you describe them? The Chaborin, Rashi tells us, is an Ummah Hasmuch L'Parsim. This was a nation, a very wicked nation that was near the Persians. Umashchisim Heim, they were very, very destructive people. They were horrible people. The Tarfonim Heim, Yosef Parsim, they even grabbed off and ripped off and slaughtered more than the Persians. So Levi said, Domin L'Malachei Chavola. These are comparable to the angels of destruction, the Malachei Chavola. Then he asked him, how would you compare Hareini Yishmaelim? Show us what you describe the Yishmaelim. So he says, Domim l'si'irim shobei sakise. They're similar to the si'irim. These are like shadim that surround themselves or live in the bei sakise. Rashi says, Miluvoshim shechorim v'domim l'shadim. They dress in black and therefore are similar in appearance, so to say, to the shadim. And finally, Rebbe asked Levi, Hareini Talmidei Chachamim Sheva Bavel. Show me what the Talmidei Chachamim in Bavel look like. How would you compare them? So he said, Levi said, Domim L'Malachei Asharis. They're like the Malachei Asharis. Rashi says that they wear white clothing, Levushim Levonim, La'atufim K'Malachei Asharis. And they're covered up like the Malachei Asharis with this white clothing. Now, when Rebbe was about to die, or elsewhere in Ksubas, we just had not that long ago told us, the very strange death of Rebbe, that he was suffering very much, and his maidservant prayed that he should die, and all the base managers, they prayed that he should live, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a miracle, ultimately that a noise was made, they all stopped saying Tehillim for Rebbe, and the tefillos of Rebbe's maidservant overcame all the tefillos of the base medrash, and Rebbe was taken back up to Shemayim. So on his deathbed, he was very sick before he died. Kiavi nicha nashi the Rebbe. So Rebbe said the following: Omar, Humnaya ika b'Bavel. There is a place known as Humnaya that is in Bavel, and he said the people there do not have a pure lineage. Kula amonoihi. They're all Ammonim over there. They aren't Jewish people. Then he said there's a place, Masgaya Ikabavo, a place called Masgaya, Kula de Mamzerihi. Those people had a very impure lineage, they were all Mamzerim. Then he said there's a place called Birka Ikabavo, and in that place, Shnei Achim Ye Shemachlifim Nishoseim Zelazet. There are two brothers there that Nebuch, they wife swap, and they're doing terrible things, obviously, by having their wives swap. They're having children that are Mamzerim. And then he said, there's a place, Birsa Desatya Ika Bavavel. There's a place in Bavel known as Birsa Desatya. And Hayom Saru Miachore Hamokom. And these people have turned away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the place was called Birsa Desatya. They turned away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What did they do? The Afke Pira Bekabre Bishabasa. One Shabbos it happened that they had like a fish pond where they were raising fish, and that fish pond overflowed, and the fish came out, and they went and gathered up the fish in that, from that area, from that bibor, from that like aquarium or pond that they had on Shabbos. Vishamtinu Rav Achi b'Rav Yosha, and Rav Achi b'Rav Yosha said, "Not allowed to do this. That's trapping on Shabbos," and therefore he put them all in excommunication, Shamtinhu, and Vishtamud. And when they had this done to them, so they all Nebuch went off the derech and they became shmad. They went and unfortunately, they treated themselves as if they weren't Jews anymore. Then Rebbe said, there's a place, Akra di Agma Ikabavo. There's a place known as Akra di Agma, and Adabar Aviyeshba. There's a person who lives there named by the name of Adabar Ava. We turn to Ayin Bez Omet Bez. And Hayom Yoshe Bechekel Shal Avram. And today, he's sitting in the bosom of Avram Avinu. Now, the two pshatim that Rashi brings down, what this means. So the first one, top Rashi, says, Yesh Omer Meis Hayom, that he died that day, and he went to be gathered in, so to say, to the bosom of Avram Avinu. Vim Kain, Ein Zer Rav Acha Shebigumara. So obviously, if this person lived at the time of Rebbe, Rebbe was a Tana, so this can't be the Amora of Rav Ada that we speak about in the Gemara. Alternatively, there is a pshat that this was that Rav Ada, but he that day was born, and this was the day of his bris mila, and that Rav Ada bar Ava sheheruch yomim harbe mishemeis Rebbe, and he lived many, many years after Rebbe's patira, even until the Doros Achronim be Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak. So the two pshatim over here, either was the day that this Rav Ada bar Ava died, and this is a different Rav Ada bar Ava than the Amora that we're familiar with, or this was the day that he was born, and this is the very long-lived Amora Rav Ada bar Ava. And finally, Rebbe said, "Hayom nolad Rav Yehuda b'Bavel." The great Rav Yehuda, Yehuda ben Yecheskel, that we just spoke about in the previous shiurim, famous Talmud of Rab. So he was born that day that Rebbe died or was about to die. So Rebbe made this statement as well. Now, the Yom Amar, and this is based upon an idea that we've learned. Kishimeis Rabbi Akiva nolad Rebbe. On the day that Rabbi Akiva died, so Rebbe was born on that day. And Kishimeis Rabbi, on the day that Rebbe died, we just said, Nolad Rav Yehuda, the Amora Rav Yehuda was born. Kishimeis Rav Yehuda, Nolad Rava. And when Rav Yehuda passed away, so on that day, Rava was born. Kishimeis Rava, when Rava died, so on that day, Nolad Ravashi. And this is coming to teach us this principle, Lamedcha, She'ein Tzadik Niftor Min Olam Ad She'nivra Tzadik Kimoso, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu always wants to make sure that Klal Yisrael has great people leading us. And even when a great person dies, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it that on that very day, a great person will be born, that we're able to basically take over the place of the great tzaddik that was taken from us. And this is based upon the famous pasuk we just read in Koheles, Shenemar v'zorach ha-shemesh uvoh ha-shemesh. The sun rises, zorach, it shines, uvoh ha-shemesh, and the sun sets. Uvoh means it went down. So this is backwards. Normally we say, vayhi erev, vayivoker, right? We just learned in last week's parashah, Bereishis, vayhi erev, vayivoker, So normally we would have said that it should have said Uvah Hashemesh Vizarach Hashemesh, but here it does it in the opposite way to teach us. No, when a person is niftar, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it that if a great tzaddik is niftar, a great tzaddik will be born to take his place eventually. So Nemar Vizarach Hashemesh Uvah Hashemesh. Mitz Hashem, all these korbanos that we just gave, let HaKadosh Baruch Hu fulfill this pasuk in Koheles, Vizarach Hashemesh Uvah Hashemesh, let all those families be comforted by having children and by HaKadosh Baruch Hu helping Klal Yisrael. Gemara continues and says, "Achlo kofso shim shoshol Eli." When the great Navi Eli passed away, he wasn't yet passed away. Nevertheless, Zorcho shim shoshol Shmuel Haramasi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it there. Shmuel Haramasi came into being. The great Shmuel, the great Navi Shmuel, who took over after Eli. Now, Shinema, we see this because it says, "V'ner Elokim terem yichbe u'Shmuel shochev." So it says that before the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu had been extinguished over here, meaning before Eli passed away, already HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that Shmuel came into being, and Shmuel learned by Eli for 2 years. He was a two-year-old boy when we have the famous story that he was, quote, Moreh B'Malchus against Eli, and Eli said he's going to, unfortunately, he's a brilliant young child, but he's going to have to die because he was Moreh B'Malchus. He was Moreh Halacha Lefnei Rabbo. So therefore, he's going to be deserving of death. And Chana goes and prays to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and tells Eli, you said you would give me a son. I asked you to give me a son. And he said, I'll give you a better son than Shmuel. He says, no, I want this son. And of course, Shmuel was saved and lived another 50 years. Now, the Gemara continues and says, Siva Hashem li Yaakov, Sivivav Tzarov. What does this mean? So Rav Yehuda Amar, Kigon Homnaya Lefum Nara. So this goes back to what Rebbe had said at the beginning of these statements of Rebbe, that the place of Homnaya was filled with people that were Amonim. So this pasuk supports that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told, Hashem told to Yaakov, Sviv of Tzorah, that all around him will be Nebuch, people that will be attacking him, as we unfortunately know very well today. So this is a reference over here to the place Homnaya, which was near Pumnara. So those people in Homnaya, which are the Amonim, they treated Nebuch Klal Yisrael very difficultly. They lived in Pumnara. Okay, now the Gemara says, "Vahi ki Navi ufaltayu ben Benaya meis." So we have in the Navi in Yecheskel, where it tells us that before Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Beis Hamikdash, the Navi gives over here this prophecy that this person faltayu ben Benaya will die. V'epol alponai, and the Navi says he threw himself down on his face. V'ezak, and he cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, called Godol. V'omar, aha, Hashem Elokim. And he says, woe is us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, there's a machlokis over here, whether upaltoyu b'minoya, that this bemoaning that the Navi had, was he a good person, and that's why the Navi was crying out, or that he was a bad person, and he died in his sleep, so to say. He died without having a painful death. So Rabbi Shmuel, chadam ala tova, chadam ala ra. So there's a machlokis over here between Rabbi Shmuel as to whether this paltoyu b'minoya was a good person, and the bemoaning over here was that Nebuch, such a good person, died at a young age, or was the bemoaning that he was a bad person, and he died nice and quiet, without having any troubles. So, mandio, one who says that Paltiyahu ben Benoya was in fact a good person, he says it's based upon the following. Kiho, there once was a Maisa, the Istandra. Rashi says Istandra means the Sholton, means the Sultan of Meshon, that's the next words, the Istandra de Meshon, was in fact Chasone, was the son-in-law of Nebuchadnezzar, but he was the son-in-law of Nebuchadnezzar. And after Nebuchadnezzar had taken so many Jews captive, so Sholach Lei, so his son-in-law, sends to him, hey, father-in-law, Mikule Hai Shivya, the ISIS Loch, Lo Shadat Lon, the Koil, come on. Hey, you took all these captives, but you kept them all for yourself. No, give us some. We could use some slaves over here. So, in fact, he was going to send Jewish people to Meshon. Meshon was a very bad place. So, Boy Le Shaduri Le Yisrael, he was going to go and send his son-in-law some slaves, Jewish people, Nebuch, that he had captured. And Amalei Paltiyo ben Binoyo. So this Paltiyo ben Binoyo, here we have it spelled Binoyahu, before we had it spelled Binoya. So he comes and says to Nebuchadnezzar, no, Anan de Chashvinon, we are very important people, the Jewish people. We should serve the important king Nebuchadnezzar. Neku mikamach hocha, leave us over here, and we will send our servants, Ovdin, our servants, Nezul Hosan, we will send over there. So in other words, Paltiyo ben Binoya or Binoyahu, he was able to go and save the Jewish people from being sent to Meshon. It was preferable for them to be in Nebuchadnezzar's area rather than in Meshon. So therefore, this was a great thing that he did, and therefore the Navi was bemoaning that such a person died at a young age. That was very bad for Klal Yisrael. And that's why the Navi said, Yomer Navi, Mi Shaasa Tov B'Yisrael, he did such a good thing for the Jewish people to save them from having to go to Meishan. Yomus B'Chatzi Yomim, she died at such a young age, he died very young. Now, according to the other opinion, Man Yomer L'Ra, we don't know if this Rabbi Shmuel at this point. Why did he say it was a bad person? Because Dechsev, because it's written down in Yecheskel, Batove Osi El Shar Beis Hashem HaKadmoni. Yecheskel's Nevuah over here in Perikid Aleph is a very, very tragic Nevuah. And he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought him to the Beis HaMikdash, to Shar Beis Hashem HaKadmoni, the eastern gate of the Beis HaMikdash, Hapono Kadimu, which faces towards the east. V'inei BePesach HaShar, at the gate opening there, there were 25 people, Esrim V'Chamisha Ish, the era besochem es yaznoya ben uzar v'es petalyahu ben binayahu. And he saw this person there, and amongst other people there, this paltoyo ben binayahu. Here he calls him again binayahu, 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 the same thing. Now, they were sorry on, they were important officers of the Jewish people. Now, uksiv, furthermore, it says, v'yavei osi HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought me el chatzar beis Hashem apnimis, he brought him inside to the azara, and v'nei Pesach Heichal Hashem, he saw the opening to the Heichal of the Beis HaMikdash, Ben Ulam and Ben Mizbeach, and they were standing, all these people, in between the Ulam, which is the vestibule opening into the Heichal, and the Mizbeach, which was in the middle of the Azara, and he saw there were 25 people over there. Ki Esrim V'Chamisha Ish, Achoreim El Heichal Hashem, their backs were facing to the Heichal, Upneim Kedma, and their faces were facing east. Again, their backs were to the west and their faces to the east. Now, this is unnecessary. When you're telling me that they were facing east, obviously their backs were facing west. So what do you have to tell me that? Seems to be extra words. We know we don't have extra words. So Ma Talmud Lomer, what's the chiddush over here of Achoreim El Heichal Hashem to say that their backs were facing the Heichal? So the Gemara tells us a terrible, terrible thing. Well, I may show you Mafriin Atzman, Reason Atzmam Klapi Mala. They were Nebuch, I use the expression in the common vernacular, they were mooning the Heichal. They had lowered their trousers and they were, the bare behinds were facing towards the Heichal and they were going to the bathroom. They were defecating towards the Heichal Hashem Rechmona Litzlan. So this was the terrible, terrible Nevuah that Yecheskel saw. And on this, the Navi said, "Become a Navi." Here, the Navi Yecheskel says about Paltoyo ben Beriyo, "Misha also arise, also be swelled." This person did such a wicked thing that he was mooning and defecating towards the Heichal, facing away from it, turning away from it. Yomus al mitoso, he seems to die very peacefully in his bed. So, how could that be? Where's the justice? A question that many people, unfortunately, ask all the time. And my Rebbe always taught me, there's nothing wrong with asking the question, but you can't go and let that impact the way you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to go and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu no matter what. You don't understand the ways Derochei Darchei Noam. We don't understand how good they are. They seem very, 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 very difficult to us at times. However, they're all divine. And the famous expression of Tov Avo we just had in the Parsha. So we have the famous Gemara elsewhere. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells, we have the Asara Haruge Malchus. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Malachim when they say, Zu Torah, Zu Schara. So we have the famous idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes and tells them, if you want to understand it, I have to go back to Tov Vavohu. I have to go back to step one. And I'll show you from the beginning, when the world was Tov Vavohu, how everything makes sense. We can't understand that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously is so well, far above our understanding. But we have to believe that Derochei Darchei Noam, everything in the Torah is good, and everything is for our betterment. And B'ezus Hashem, we shall see this, B'meheru B'meinu B'meinu. So in any event, we have two opinions over here, whether Paltoyo ben Binayo was good or whether he was bad. Now, let us suggest, the Gemara says, Tistayim, let's bring a proof, the Shmuel, the Yomel Ra, that Shmuel was the one that said that he was the wicked person that we described in the Nevuah of Yecheskel. Because the Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Avin, Amar Shmuel, because Rabbi Chiya bar Avin said the name of Shmuel, Mushkane Harehi Kigolul Yusuf, the city Mushkani, which we just spoke about, which was different than Mushki, the city of Mushkani, he was, it is, had the status of, like Pumbedisa, Kigola Liyusuf, had the status of being very Miyuchistic. Mishon Lo Choshula. However, Mishon did not, Lo Mishum Abdus, Lo Mishum Mamzeris, but the reason why Mishon wasn't good, not because of Avodim over there, and not because of Mamzerim over there, Ela Kohanim Shayuba Lo Ikpidu Alagrushos. The reason why it wasn't pure there was because there were Halalim there. Kohanim were in particular about not marrying Gerushos. So therefore, the problem with Mishon was that there were Halalim over there, but not Avodim and not Mamzerim. Now, if you're going to tell me, in the first version of the story where Paltuyo ben Minyo was considered good because he stopped the Jewish people from going to Meshon, but he sent the slaves over there, so then the psul that Shmuel should have sent over there was not only that there were halalim over there, but that there were avadim over there. Oh, so since Shmuel didn't say that, Shmuel said not the avadim, lo mishum avdus, and lo mishum avzerus, it was because of the halalim that were there, so therefore, mistame, it must be the Shmuel said the second statement that Paltuyo ben Minyo was a bad person. Verse says, not necessarily so. The Olam, in fact, you could say, Eimalach Shmuel Amar Latova. The Shmuel was the first opinion that said Latova, and Rav was the one that said that it wasn't for good. Why is that? Or Shmuel Latayme. Shmuel went in accord with his opinion that he offered elsewhere. The Omar, Hamafkir Abdo Yotzel Cheres. Shmuel's opinion was that if you go and free your slave, he automatically is freed. Ve'enot Sarach Get Shechur. He doesn't need to get Shechur. And this is based upon Shemar, Kol Evid Ish Miknas Kesef. The Eved of a person has the status of being Miknas Kosef. Now, Eved Ish, below Eved Isha, only a man can have an Eved that's called Miknas Kosef, but the woman doesn't? No, the din is the same for a man or a woman who owns a slave. Elo, what does it mean over here when it says, called Eved Ish Miknas Kosef? Elo, Eved Sheesh Lo Rishus L'Rabu Olav Kori Eved. If the Eved is under the domain of his master, so then he's called an Eved. But once the Eved is no longer under the domain of his master, he's been freed, so Eved Sheein L'Rabu Rishus Olav, he has been Mufkar, he's been made no longer owned by the master, even though there was no get shechur, so he holds Evich ain l'rabo rishusulav ain kari evit. So therefore, Shmuel could have been the one who said that they sent the avadim over there, but they lost their status of being avadim as soon as they went to Meshon, because the masters who were still by Nebuchadnezzar no longer had shlit over them. So it was as if they were mafkir them. And once they're mufkar, so now they're considered freed, even though no get shichur was given. And therefore, this, in fact, Latov could have been Shmuel's opinion, lav davka, that it had to be Rav's opinion. Okay, the Gemara now goes on and tells us that everything that we've been saying about the Yichus over here of Bavel versus the rest of the world, so that was the opinion that we've been discussing. However, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Shmuel now, as quoted by Rav Yehuda, says that this is the opinion. Until now, we've been discussing Zu Divri Rav Meir. That was the Tana Rav Meir's opinion. But the Chacham disagreed with him. He says, no, don't say that the rest of the world is like an Issa. Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael is an Issa to Bavel. He says, no, all the world's countries have a Cheskas Kashrus until you know for a fact that somebody has a psul, a certain type of a pagam in their lineage, so then you have to act on it. But otherwise, there's a presumption of Cheskas Kashrus for every single person. And I'll show you that this is true. Ameimer Shara Leila Rav Huna Bar Nosson Leminsav Itza Michuziyosa. So Ameimer allowed Rav Huna, who was the son of Rav Nosson, to go and marry a woman who came from Mechuzah. Now, this is outside the area of Miuchasdik places in Bavel. So, Omer le Ravashi, Ravashi said to him, Amemer, how can you do this? My daitech. Damer v'yud amer shvua, zudi v'Rav Meir. Are you going that this is only according to Rav Meir that says that it's not a Yichasdik place? Avol chom omrim kol ha-rotzim cheses kashanim omdos. Are you going like the opinion of the Chachamim? But that can't be. V'ha, be'rav kahana, lo matzli hochi. This opinion that the rest of the world is perfectly good is not accepted by everybody. Rav Kahana didn't accept that. And ubei Rav Papa, lo matzli hochi, they didn't accept that in the base medrash of Rav Papa. So Rav Kahana's base medrash, Rav Papa's base medrash, they didn't accept that. And they also didn't accept it. So how can you just say that all of the other places are in fact perfectly good? I don't think that's the correct understanding of Rav Shmuel. In fact, I think you have it not correct. And he disagreed. And he also holds that all those places don't have Yichus. Nevertheless, even though Rav Ashi spoke up to Ameimer and said, I don't think that's Shmuel's opinion, nevertheless, afilu hachi lo kibla minei, Ameimer didn't accept this argument of Rav Ashi, mishum dishmiale me Rav Zvid denardoi, because he in fact had heard this member that Rav Yehuda said this over the name of Shmuel, that the rest of the places do have a cheskes kashus, and he held like that halacha l'maisa. Tana Rabban, we learn the following braisa, mamzire unesine tahorim l'asid lavo, as we had discussed in 2 years ago, that the mamzerim, the nesinim, will eventually become tar. That's the opinion of Rav Yossi. Rav Meir Omer ain't tar. No, they won't become tar. Some of Rav Yossi said to Rav Meir, but the pasuk says, "V'zorakti alecha mayim tohrim utartem." I will put the water upon you, and you'll become tar. So, isn't that referring to the mamzerus and the sinus? So Rav Meir says, "No, Amar Rav Meir, kishu Omer that you become tar. It means mikol tumosechem umikol gilulechem." It's talking about other types of impurities, other types of tumah and gilulim that you had. However, it's not referring to the mamzeris. That will remain with you. So Rav Yossi responds back and says, when it says, so the extra words over there, where it says atar eschem after that, that means that it'll even be tohorim from mamzeris. Gemara says, Bishlom Rav Meir, we understand Rav Meir very well. Hainu, this is the pasuk says, V'yoshav mamzer b'yashdot. So the mamzer will stay in Ashdot. This is a reference to when Mashiach comes. So this pasuk in Zechariah says that even then, when Mashiach comes, there will be mamzer. So they won't become purified. This is a riot to Rav Meir and a kasha on Rav Yossi. No, El Rav Yossi, how are you going to understand this? My V'yoshav mamzer b'yashdot. How can you possibly say that there will be mamzer over there? You're saying that they all become tar in the days of Mashiach. So he answers, Kidimitagim Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi was blind, and therefore he spent a lot of time learning the Torah Shabbat Peh. So he was a baki in Targum. So Kidimitagim Rav Yossi, he explained this based upon the Targum. Yesun beis Yisrael lirochatzon bi'aron dahavu domu bo l'nuchroin. So when the Klai Yisrael will be sitting safely in their houses, when Mashiach comes, we should be zochet to be safe in our houses. So this will be in the same place as the Havu Dom Belunuchroi, where we once were treated like strangers, like we once were treated very poorly. So this will be the reference of the Pasuk, and therefore it doesn't go against Rav Yossi. So we once were mamzerim there. We once were people that were treated very poorly over there. Mamzer doesn't mean literally a mamzer, but we were treated very, very poorly there, like strangers over there, and therefore we will now be treated very well. How do we paskin? I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm Rav Shmuel, Halach Rav Yossi. We paskin like Rav Yossi that the mamzerim will become tar, the hair of Yomenu, when the days of Mashiach come. I'm Rav Yosef, Ilabdi, I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm Rav Shmuel, Halach Rav Yossi. If it wasn't for this statement that he said Halach is like Rav Yossi, Hava Osi Elio, Mepik Minan Tzavrone, Tzavrone Kolorin. That's the Girsa that we have. If it wasn't for this statement of Rav Yehuda, I'm Rav Shmuel, that we say that Halach is like Rav Yossi, so then when Elio comes, he would be forced to take away so many people in these tzavroni, or like chains around the neck, or kolorin, or other word for chains around the neck, because Nebuch, there will be so many people over the time that have been mixed with mamzerim and other impurities. Tana Rabbanan, we learn the following braisa, ger nosei mamzeres, divrei Rav Yossi, that Rav Yossi holds that a ger, a person who converts from being a goy to a yid, is allowed to marry a mamzeres. Mamzeris can't bow to the Kahal, but Kahal Gerim, we'll see, isn't called Kahal according to the opinion of Rav Yossi. Rav Yehuda disagrees. Rav Yehuda Omer, Ger lo yisa Mamzeris. He says a Ger is not allowed to marry Mamzeris. And then he adds that Echad Ger, a Ger, or an Eved Meshuchar, Echad Eved Meshuchar, or a Cholol, person who his father was a Kohen, married a Grusha, let's say, and he is a Cholol. All of these people are Mutarim Big Kohenes. They could marry a Bas Kohen. A Kohen has certain restrictions, but the Bas Kohen doesn't have those same restrictions, and a person who's Miskayer, or an Eved Meshuchar, or a Cholol, is allowed to marry a Bas Kohen. Now, my time with Rav Yossi. What is the reasoning of Rav Yossi that a Ger is allowed to go and marry a Mamzeris? So, that's because Chamisha Kohole Ksive. Five times in the Torah, it's written down the concept of Kohol. Rashi, in the bottom of Rashi, brings down those five places. It says, Gabi Asaris Psula Yosin, Lo Yovo Mamzer Bikal Hashem, that's one. Lo Yovo Lo Bikal, that's two. Lo Yovo Amoni Vamavi Bikal, that's three. Lo Yovo Lehem Bikal, that's four. And Dor Shishi, Yovo Lehem Bikal, in regards to Mitzri Vedomi. So you see, it says the word Kahal five times. Now, we turn to Ayin Gimel Omen Aleph. What's the purpose of having these five Kahals written? So one is Chad LeKohanim, to teach us the din that the Kohanim are restricted, that Mamzerim aren't allowed to go marry into the Kahal of Kohanim. Number two, V'chad Leviim, to teach us that they're also not allowed to go marry into the Kahal of Leviim. Number three, V'chad LeYisrael, they can't marry a regular Yisrael. V'chad LeMishrei Mamzer B'Shtuki, one is to show that the congregation doesn't include the shtuki. So therefore, the shtuki know who the mother is, but they don't know who the father is. So a mamzer is allowed to marry a shtuki. V'chad l'mishrei, a mamzer l'shtuki. And then the fifth one is v'chad l'mishrei shtuki b'yisrael. The fifth one is to permit a shtuki to go and marry a yisrael. So the shtuki can go either way, so to say. So because kahal gerim look great kahal. Bottom line is, you see from here that the Kahal of Gerim is not a separate Kahal. And therefore, according to Rav Yossi, you're allowed to go and marry. A Mamzeris can go and marry a Ger. Now, what does Rabbi Yehuda say to that? Rabbi Yehuda, he says, Kohanim Leviim, Mechad Kahal Nafki. You don't need the Kahal, Chad Kohanim, Chad Leviim. You can have one Kahal to teach us both Kohanim and Leviim. Therefore, he has an extra Kahal left, Yatile Kahal Gerim, which is used to say that the Kahal of Gerim is also considered Kahal. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a Mamzeris or a Mamzer is not allowed to go and marry a convert. Alternatively, if you buy the same or haninami trei kali ninu, no, you could say that the kohan needed a separate kahal and chad the kohan chad levim. But then mamzer b'shtuki u'shtuki b'yisrael mechad kal nafka. That's learned out from one usage of kal, and therefore you have one extra one left over, and that's for the kal gerim according to Rav Yehuda. And lo yovo mamzer b'kal Hashem mamzer vadehu de lo yovo ha mamzer sofik yovo. So therefore, you only need one kal to tell us the shtuki and the mamzer, and the shtuki, and the yisrael, b'kal vadeh hu d'lo yovo, ha b'kal sofik yovo. So therefore, they have the extra kal, according to this interpretation, Rabbi Yehuda say that kahal gerim also is ikre kal. Alternatively, a third pshat, v'yivoy seima, hani nami trei kali ninu. No, you could say that you need the two kahalim to teach us mamzer b'shtuki, and shtuki b'yisrael. The time of the Yehuda Mehocha, then where do we have an extra kal for Yehuda? That comes from the following. Ha-kohol chuka achas lochem v'lager hagor b'socham. Therefore, that's where he learns it out, that they also have the status of being kahal. No, what does Rav Yossi do with that pasuk? Rav Yossi, he says, chuka achas, hifsik ha'inyan. He says, no, that's a separate din. That chuka achas isn't connected to the ger from beforehand. That's a separate din. And therefore, that's why Rav Yossi disagrees with Yehuda. And this is a good break point. With this, we conclude today's shir.